The Mishnah in Kalim, Perek Yud Zayin, Mishnah Yud Gimel, says a rule, Kol Shebiyam Tohar. Any kli that was created, that was made from something that grew in the ocean, in the sea, that kli cannot be mekabel tohar. The Torah says that somebody makes a kli, a utensil, it's mekabel tohar, provided it's made out of certain materials. Some materials, the Torah says, if you make a kli out of these materials, it's mekabel tohar. Some materials, the Torah says, no. Even though it's a full-fledged kli, it's perfectly usable, it's not mekabel tohar. The Torah in Parashat Shemini says, if you make a kli cheres, a kli that's made out of earthenware, it's baked in an oven, it's mekabel tohar. The Torah says that if you have a kli eitz, anything, a kli that's made out of wood or a plant, the halacha is, it's mekabel tohar. There's certain halachas, kli cheres doesn't have the same halachas as kli eitz. Each one has its own halachas, but the Torah says these things are mekabel tohar. Metal, kli matchas, the Torah says is mekabel tohar. Kalim that are made out of parts of animals, if you make a kli ur, you make a leather pouch, it's made out of the skins of animals, Torah says those things are mekabel tohar. And the Gemara tells us in Chulin that a kli that's made out of bones of an animal also has a halacha that it's mekabel tohar. So on this halacha, the Mishnah in Kalim comes and tells us that kol shebiyam tohar, that if I make a kli out of an animal that lives out of the water, that lives on land, Those kalim, those utensils are mekabel tohar. But if I take a bone of a whale, I take the skin of some creature that lives in the ocean, and I process it and I turn it into a kli, there the Mishnah says that it's not mekabel tohar. There's no tumah. The Rambam paskins this way in Hilchos Kalim, Perek Aleph, Halacha Gimel. The Rambam says very clearly, kalim u'asuyin me'atzama ischaya shebiyam. A kli that's made out of the bones of a living creature that lives in the ocean, umeira, or if it's made out of the skin of such an animal, tahirim, they're not mekabel tohar. The Rambam says over there, afa oirig beged mitzemer hagodol biyam. Let's say you have some type of tzemer, some type of wool, or some type of material that grows in the ocean. And he processes that material and makes it into a beged, ain't a mekabel tohar. Usually, begadim, clothing, articles of clothing, are mekabel tohar. Torah says that the mekabel tohar, no matter what they're made from, by certain types of tohar, like tohar tzeras, we know that begadim are mekabel tohar. The Torah says that only certain types of materials are mekabel tohar. It has to be made out of either tzemer or pishtun, out of either wool from sheep or linen, but legabe all the types of tumis, the Torah says that begadim are mekabel tohar. There's no specific material. Any material that you make the beged out of, then the beged will be mekabel tohar. Nevertheless, the Rambam says that if I have some type of material that grows in the ocean, and I took that material and I made it into a beged, it's not mekabel tohar. That's included in this rule of kol shebiyam tohar. And the Mefarshim say that there's a makar for that we have a drasha, the midarshan of pasuk. We learn this out from a drasha in the Teres Kainim and Parashat Shemini. So this is a clear halach, very very clear halach. Comes along the Sefer Yeshua's Malkai over there in Hilchos Kalim, and he says that this is not. Wait a minute, this is not completely true. It's not completely true that anything that's created from something that comes from the sea, something that comes from inside the ocean, is not mekabel tohar. It depends. Sometimes it will be mekabel tohar, and sometimes it won't be mekabel tohar. How does he know this? So he says that there's a different Mishnah and a different Perek in Kalim. There's a Mishnah, Perek Yud Gimel Mishnah Vav. And the Mishnah over there is discussing a ring, a metal ring.
The halacha is that metal is mekabel tumah. There's a chiddush the Torah says by metal that we don't find by other materials. Other materials that you make them into kelim, they'll only be mekabel tumah if they have what's called a base kibble. That means it's not a utensil, not some utensil that you use. It has to be a utensil that has a place, an indentation, or a hole, or a cup, that you could put things inside it. If somebody would make a wooden fork or a wooden knife, that would not be mekabel tumah. It's considered a kli, it's a utensil, it's usable. But it's not mekabel tumah because it does not have a base kibble. Kli matris is an exception to the rule. And a metal kli, even if it does not have a base kibble, if you would have it would be mekabel tumah, so a metal fork, a metal knife, are mekabel tumah. So the Mishnah says that metal rings are mekabel tumah. A ring that's made out of metal is mekabel tumah. If you would have a ring doesn't have a base kibble. It has a hole you can put your finger through, but it doesn't accept anything. You can't hold anything. So a metal ring would be mekabel tumah. If the ring is made out of some other material, then it won't be mekabel tumah. So the Mishnah over there says that what happens if I have a ring? And attached to the ring, you know, there's something called a signet ring. What's called a signet ring? A signet ring is that it's a ring that a person wears, and attached to the ring is a stamp. That's why it's called a signet. It's a sign. It's some sort of stamp that you use to stamp official papers or whatever type of stamp. So he had that stamp attached to his ring, and a royal person or official person, he would sign it, and that's how you would know it came from him. And that it wasn't forged because it's something that he wore. He was a ring that he wore. He never gave it out. So we find by Achashverosh that he gave it to Abbas. He gave a ring to Haman and then he gave it to Mordechai because the stamp was on that ring. So Haman had the ability to stamp the decree. So this is a tabas that has what the Mishnah calls a chaysam. It's a stamp that's attached to the chaysam. So the Mishnah says, what happens if I have a ring and I have a stamp attached to the ring? So now the question becomes, what's the ikar hakli? If I would just create a stamp, so if I would create a metal stamp, l'chayr, a metal stamp would be mekabel tumah. If I would create a non-metal stamp, so then a non-metal stamp would not be mekabel tumah, just like a non-metal ring, a wooden ring, would not be mekabel tumah. So the case the Mishnah discusses over there is, what if I have a ring attached to a stamp, and one of them is made out of metal, and the other one is not made out of metal? The Mishnah has two examples. The Mishnah says either you have a ring where the ring is made out of metal and the stamp is made out of something else, or the stamp is made out of metal and the ring is made out of a different material. So in such a case, we have to decide what's considered the main part of the kli. If I say that the main part of this kli is the ring, so then if the ring is metal, then the whole thing is mekabel tumah. If the ring is not metal, so then the whole thing is not mekabel tumah. If the ikar is the stamp and not the kli, so then I look at the stamp. If the stamp is metal, it'll be mekabel tumah. If the stamp is not metal, it won't be mekabel tumah. So the Mishnah says the following case. The Mishnah says, if I have a tabash or matris, I have a metal ring, the choysim shalosh al almug. The choysim, the stamp, is made out of almug. Then the Mishnah says, tameh. If the tabas is made out of almug, this other material, the choysim shalosh al matris, and the stamp is made out of metal, tahira. So you see that the Mishnah is telling us, the halacha, that the determination of whether this is considered a kli matchis, or what determines the ikar part of the kli, is the ring. So if the ring is made out of metal, it's mekabel tumah. If the ring is made out of almug, this other material, then it's not mekabel tumah. Now that's clear from the Mishnah, that almug is not mekabel tumah. Now, the Mishnah is not saying that almug is never mekabel tumah. What the Mishnah is saying, that an almug, a kli that's made out of this material called almug, it's not mekabel tumah because it has no base kibble. If it would have a base kibble, it could be it's something like a kli eitz or some other type of kli, and then it would be mekabel tumah. But since we're talking about something which has no base kibble, so the halacha is that if the ikar kli is defined by this almug, it can't be mekabel tumah because something that has no base almug that has no base kibble is not mekabel tumah. What is almug? So the Rambam Pirush Mishnayis on that Mishnah in Perek Gimel says, and it's a Beferish Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chav Gimel Min Aleph. The Rambam says that Almug is, he calls it a tzemach hagodol b'yam. It's a plant that grows in the ocean. And in fact, if you remind in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, and it's Yidua that Almug is, it's based on Psukim. The Psukim, the Torah we have in place in Tanakh that refers to this thing, this thing called Almug. Almug is what we know today is called coral. Coral is a plant, a type of plant that grows in water. It grows usually in areas that are warm water. They grow in certain places. And in fact, today we know that coral is actually has, so there are some living organisms that are inside the coral that create the coral and cause the coral to grow. But the coral itself is a hard material and it's not alive. So it's similar to a wood or a plant. So the Chazal seem to have classified this almug, this coral, as a plant or something similar to wood. And therefore, it's called a tzemach, it's called a plant that grows in the yam. So from Rita, at face value, we would say that's very gishmak pshat, that the Rambam says this is a tzemach hagodol b'yam. This is something, a plant that grows in the ocean. So we know, based on the Mishnah we said before, that kol shebiyam tahar. Anything that grows in the yam is tahar, is not mekabel tumah. So the Mishnah that assumes that almug is not mekabel tumah is for this reason. If the ikar part of the kli is the metal, so then the whole thing is considered a metal kli, it's mekabel tumah. But if the ikar is the almug, since the almug is a material that grows in the yam, something that grows in the yam is not mekabel tumah. If it's not mekabel tumah, then that's why that Mishnah assumes that if the almug is considered the ikar kli, then it's not mekabel tumah. However, says the Yeshua's Malka, the Rashi doesn't say this. This Mishnah is brought down in Gemara and Shabbos stuff in the Testament days. And Rashi over there in Shabbos says that why does the Mishnah assume that almug is not mekabel tumah in this case? Says Rashi, because it's pshuti kliyetz. It's considered a tzemach, it's considered a plant. So Rashi says it's considered a kliyetz. The truth is that the Gemara Rosh Hashanah actually calls almug a type of tree. The Gemara over there says that there are 10 types of arozin, that the erez usually is translated as a cedar tree. So the Gemara over there says that there's 10 types of trees and they all have the shame. They're all called erez. And the Gemara says that one of the 10 is almug. So the Gemara seems to call almug that it's not just stama plant, it actually has the status of a tree, of a full-fledged tree. But al-kapon va'ifin, Rashi says in Shabbos that almug is a kliyetz. And Rashi clearly implies that if I would take this almug and I would make it into a regular kli, if I would make a bowl out of it, or a spoon, or something that has a base kibble, then avada the almug would be mekabel tumah. The only reason why over here in the Mishnah it's not mekabel tumah is because it's pshuti kli, it's because it has no base kibble. Since it has no base kibble, so if I would make a flat kli out of almug, that's why it's not mekabel tumah. But if I would make a base kibble out of almug, then it would be mekabel tumah. So, Yeshua's Malkai, what's going on over here? Almug is coral. Almug, the Gemara says clearly in Rosh Hashanah that it grows underneath the water. It grows in the water. The Gemara over there has a long discussion exactly that almug is very expensive. It was very rare. And the Gemara has a whole discussion how you're going to manage to get the almug out of the water. It's underneath the water. How do you get it out? So the Gemara has a whole discussion exactly what to do, how to get it out. But it's clear from the Gemara that almug grows underwater. So if it's a tzemach hagodol b'yam, like the Rambam Taka says in that Mishnah, so we know the Rambam we read before says that even a beged that's made out of tzemer, that's gadol b'yam, is not mekabel tumah based on this klal, based on this Mishnah that says kol shebiyam tor. So how on earth could Rashi say that the only reason why the almug is not mekabel tumah is pshuti kliyetz? What do you mean? It grows in the water. If it grows in the water, it's anyways not mekabel tumah. So Yeshua's Malkai says that al karchoch we have to be mechalik. We have to say that not everything that's gadol b'yam, that grows in the yam, is tar. Even though the Mishnah says kol shebiyam tar. However, it says that Yeshua's Malkai, it's only referring to animals or living creatures that grow in the yam. And shtickle mashm like that, you look in the Hemshech of the Mishnah in Kalim Perek Yitzayin, it gives examples. It talks about a kelev shebiyam, talks about a type of dog that lives in the ocean. So over there, the Mishnah tells us a rule of kol shebiyam. The Mishnah is saying in reference to things that are made out of parts of animals, of sea creatures. So if it's make something out of the oir of a creature that lives in the ocean, or out of the atzamos, so there the halacha is that it will not be mekabel tumah. However, almug, the Gemara says, is a type of wood. It's not a living creature. It's living in the fact that trees are alive, but it's not an actual fish or an actual living creature. Therefore, says the Yeshua's Malkoi, that legabi, things that grow in the ocean, plants and the trees and eitzim and things that grow in the ocean, those things, if I make a kli out of them, then avad it'll be mekabel tumah. And therefore, when the Rambam says that if somebody makes a beged out of tzemer hagadol b'yam, you'll have to say, the Rambam doesn't say that it's tzemech. The Rambam doesn't say it's a type of plant. The Rambam just says it's tzemer hagadol b'yam. But the Rambam will have to mean that maybe there's a type of fish or a type of sea creature that has hairs that grow on it, and I could cut the hairs off of this fish or this creature and turn them into tzemer and make some type of tzemer out of it. So if it grows on a creature, on a living thing, there the halacha is that will say kol shem yam tar. But stam, it grows from a plant. From a plant, the halacha is that over there will be mekabel tumah. However, I found the Kli Chemda over here in Parashas Bereishis disagrees with the Yeshua's Malkoi. He wants to argue with the Yeshua's Malkoi, and he says that kelim that are made from plants that grow in the ocean have the same halach of kol shabiyam tohar, and I'm not sure what he does with his Mishnah Gabi Almug, but he wants to midike that way from the Rambam. Maybe the Pashas Rambam, the Rambam says, Begit Tzemer, Mit Tzemer HaGodl B'yam. It seems to say that the Tzemer itself is Godl in the Yam. It doesn't sound like it's Dafka Tzemer that's on top of an animal. And the truth is, the Pashtas and the Mefarshim on the Mishnah in Kelim Aperik Yitzayin also understand this way. The Achroinim, and you look in the Mishnah Achroino and the Teresh Yisro on the Mishnah, they also understand that anything that grows in the Yam is Takin Tzir Tor. So what we have over here is a Machloikis Achroinim. We have a machloikis between the Yeshua's Malkoi. Yeshua's Malkoi says that things that grow from the ocean, if I make kelim out of them, they are mekabel tumah. And I have these other achrayim, the chichemd and the other achrayim who say that even from something that grows from a plant that grows in the ocean, the yam, if I make a kli out of it, it will not be mekabel tumah. So I was wondering, the gabi l'shaila is, we talk about ma'aseh bereishis. It says in the parsha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created different things on each one of the different days of Shneishis Mei Bereishis. So what day did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create plants that grow in the ocean? We know, you look in the Psukim, right? It says that when were plants created? So Pashtas, you read the Psukim say that after, on Tuesday, on Yom Shlishi, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu took away the water, and the water, it says, v'seirai ha'bosh, the dry land became visible, there after HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, tatshe aretz deshe, esem mazriya zera, that's when the grass, the trees, began to grow. So that's on Yom Shlishi. So, kipshutoi, I would think that if that's the day that the plants began to grow, so that would not be limited to plants that grew on dry land. What about that? That's clear, right? That the Metzius is that there are plants that grow in the ocean, underneath the water. There definitely are plants. So there are plants, and they were created on one of the days of Ma'aseh Bereishis. The question is just which day? So Pashtus, for lack of an alternative, I would have thought that they would be created on Yom Shlishi. Now, fish were not created on Yom Shlishi. Fish were created on Yom Chamishi, on Thursday. That's it says Beferish in the Psukim. So there's a difference between the plants that are created on Yom Shlishi and the fish that are created on Yom Chamishi. Now, why is this important? This is important because there's another Mishnah in Kelim, in Perek Yitzayin, Mishnah Dalet, a fascinating Mishnah. The Mishnah says the following. The Mishnah says, V'yesh b'mashe nivra b'yoy marishayim tumah. The Mishnah goes through each one of the days of Ma'aseh Bereishis, and it says like this. It says, there are things that were created on Yom Rishon, on the first day of Ma'aseh Bereishis, Tumah, that are Mekabel Tumah. B'sheni, things that were created on the second day of Ma'aseh Bereishis, Ein Bo Tumah, then there's no Tumah. B'shlishi, things that are created on Yom Shlishi, Yesh Bo Tumah. B'reviu v'chamishi, Ein Bohem Tumah. On Thursday, on Wednesday and Thursday, Revi'im Chamishi don't have Tumah. Chutz is an exception. V'knafa oiz v'beitz namas ha-metzupa. And then v'shteitzach, things that are created in Yom Shishi, Avada, include people and animals. V'shteitzach, they have Tumah. So the Mishnah says, clearly that, this much is clear, that the Mishnah says that things that are created on Yom Sheni don't have Tumah. Things that are created on Yom Revi'i v'chamishi ain't b'em Tumah. But on Yom Rishon and Yom Shlishi, Yesh Bem Tumah. So Yom Rishon that has Tumah, Pashtus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Mayim. The water was created in Yom Rishon. Water is Mekabel Tumah. On Yom Shlishi, what does it mean, Yesh Bem Tumah? What HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in Yom Shlishi? Well, on Yom Shlishi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created trees. Trees is Kliyates. Eitzim are Mekabel Tumah. But Reviu V'chamishi ain't Bem Tumah. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu created on Wednesday and on Thursday don't have Tumah. On Yom Revi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Ma'iris, the sun and the moon and the stars. They're not Mekabel Tumah. Yom Chamishi, what Hashem create? So on Yom Chamishi, Hashem created fish. It says Hashem also created birds. So the Mishnah is telling us that things that you kalim that you make out of fish and out of birds are not mekabel tumah. Now this fits with the klal we said before in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said kol shavi yam tar, that anything that's in the yam is tar. Yeah, what do you mean anything that's in the yam? It means is I make begodim out of things that live in the water. So if I make some a bag or kli out of things that live in the water, it's not mekabel tumah, because, and that fits with this rule, that anything that was created on Yom Chamishi ain't bem tumah, because fish and other chayish of yam that were created on Yom Chamishi are not mekabel tumah. So that's very good. Now, if you tell me that this klal of kol shaviyam tohar does not extend to tzmachim, to things that grow in the water, it's only said legabe animals that live in the water. So then, it's very understandable. We said that on Yom Chamishi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created fish. Yeah, when did Hashem create plants? Hashem didn't create, it doesn't say anywhere in the Pesuk, Hashem created plants in Yom Chamishi. Plants were not created in Yom Chamishi. Plants were created on Yom Shlishi. If plants were created on Yom Shlishi, so then, the klal of kol shebiyam tohar, the klal kol shebiyam tohar applies to things that are created on Yom Chamishi. But the Mishnah says things that are created on Yom Shlishi have tumah. Yeah, so memela tzmachem agol biyam will be mekabel tumah. Now what happens if I hold that, like the chlichemda, that tzmachem, that things that grow, plants that grow in the water, are not mekabel tumah? So how do I understand this Mishnah? Am I going to say that this shita will hold that plants that grow in the water were created in Yom Chamishi? It's not mistaver. There's no remez b'chalal to say that it was created in Yom Chamishi. Elamai, it was created in Yom Shlishi. But we'll say maybe when the Mishnah says b'shlishi yesh boi tumah, maybe the Mishnah doesn't mean that every single thing that was created in Yom Shlishi has tumah. Maybe it means that some things are metame and not everything is metame. The truth is that if you look in the Mefarshim on the Mishnah, the Rash says that what was created in Yom Shlishi, the Rash says was created ilonim sudashom, plants and trees, and then you make kalim out of them as kliyates and mekabel tumah. It sounds like everything else created in Yom Shlishi is mekabel tumah. The Rambam in Pirush Mishnayis says that on Yom Shlishi he says it was nivru ha'aretz v'hatzimech. He says the ground was created Yom Shlishi, and tzimech, things that grow. And miktsas tzimech mistame. Some things that grow are mitame, and the Rambam says it's not referring to kelim, the Rambam says it's referring to food. Because food, all foods grow. Foods grow from the ground. So foods that grow from the ground are mekabel tumah, but not all things that grow are edible. things that grow that are not edible are not eichel, they're not mekabel tumah. So the Rambam is clearly learning that when the Mishnah says that yom shlish is mekabel tumah, it doesn't mean everything that was created yom shlish is mekabel tumah. Not everything. Some things yeah, and some things not. Mimeila, it's not shver to say that the tzmochim, the plants were created on yom shlishi, and afal pigi they're not mekabel tumah, because not everything that was created yom shlishi is mekabel tumah. Now the emes is that this, that we're assuming that the trees were created on Yom Shlishi, the emes is not so poshut. Because if you look in Rashi al Torah, on the Pasuk, Perek Beis, Halacha Hei, the Pasuk says, Terem Yeba'aretz, it says that the trees didn't grow yet. So Rashi says, what do you mean the trees didn't grow yet? The trees were created in Yom Shlishi. So Rashi says that Hagam HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the concept of plants on Yom Shlishi, but they didn't actually grow out of the ground. They grew to the edge of the ground, and they stopped there. They didn't actually go out on top of the ground. Why not? Because the Pasuk says, Adam Ayin Lavedes Adama. There was no person. Rashi says, a person had to come to be mispal, to daven it should rain, that the plant should grow. So until Yom Shishi, until Friday, where people were created and they could daven to Hashem that it should rain and the plant should grow, so then they didn't grow. So according to this, it seems that we could argue that the plants didn't grow. That's not considered created Yom Shlishi, because there weren't any plants in Yom Shlishi. The first day there were plants is Yom Shishi, is the sixth day. So now Yom Shishi, it's not shver. Yom Shishi, we could say things that Yom Shishi things are mekabel tumah. We'll say maybe some are mekabel tumah, some are not mekabel tumah. Memelo, it's no rai b'chlal to tell me the fact that it says Yom Shlishi, and if I assume that everything that was created on Yom Shlishi is mekabel tumah, but we'll say that tzmachim aren't necessarily were created on Yom Shlishi. Maybe they created Yom Shishi, so maybe the tzmachim agadelim b'yam were created on Yom Shishi. It's considered that it was created on Friday, not on Tuesday. And the emes is that the Ramban over there says, not like Rashi, the Ramban says that really it did grow, that things that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, they grew on their own, that talk happened in Yom Shlishi. And the Pasuk over there, the Rashi is saying later on, the Pasuk in Perek Beis, that says, Al-Dama'in Labas Adama, is only referring to that there was no person, nobody could plant things, that more things should grow. To plant things that grew, that did, because there was no person, there was nobody able to plant. But Avado, the Ramban says that's in Tzmachim grew. So the Makar for Rashi, Rashi is a Gemara in Chulin. The Gemara says clearly, Chulin Daf Samchon Beis, that says, it says, Malame Chiyotu Dishon Ba'omdu HaPesach Karka Chbodu Marishinu Vikish Leim Rachmem Yordu Gishom Vitzomchu. The Lamedcha Shagach Boruchu Misavel Tfilos Shal Tzadikim. So it's the Gemara seems to say like Rashi. But the emes is azoi. The emes is that Yimdaik in the Gemara says that they were omdo pesach karka until other mission came, and he davened, and then viyorduk shom mitzomchu, and then it rained, and then they grew. So the metzias was that the reason they didn't grow was because there was no water, because there was no rain. Right? The water receded, there was no water left on the ground. So there was no water left on the ground, that tzmachim couldn't grow because there was no water. So the rain had to come and water the ground so that the plants would grow. So in Kainim Advarim, if that's the pshat in the Gemara, so what are you going to tell me about things that grow in the Yam? Things that grow in the Yam, where do they get water from? They get water from the Yam itself. The Yam already has water. So thus Ken Zayin, that even if I go with Rashi in the Pashas, the Gemara Chulin, that says that the tzmachim, the plants, didn't actually grow in Yom Shlishi, but the plants, the tzmachim should be yam, don't have that reason not to grow, because the reason the tzmachim didn't grow in Yom Shlishi because it didn't rain. But tzmachim, things that grow in the yam, they already have water. They don't need rain. Tzmachim grow in the yam, don't need rain. Yeah, even if you tell me they don't grow, there's water, salty, whatever you're going to tell me, but they don't grow machmas rain. It's not the rainwater that's causing them to grow, because it doesn't rain in the bottom of the ocean. So those things, you have to say Yom Shlishi. So L'chayra, you're going to have to say Yom Shlishi. Either you're going to have to learn the Mishnah, that the, like the Rash, the Yom Shlishi is Mashmah, everything's Mekabel Tumah that's created Yom Shlishi, and then you'll have to say it's a Rai to the issue of Smalkoi. Or you'll have to say that not everything, you'll say like the Klichemdo, that only certain things that are, that Petzim, old Smalkoi, that go to Biyam, not Mekabel Tumah. And the fact that Mishnah says Yom Shlishi has Tumah is not referring to everything, it's only referring to some things. Now, the interesting thing is that this machloik is between the Shuas Malka and the Klichemdo, should, or at least could, have an impact. Could we have nafkamina lahalacha? Lahalacha lamaisa. How could this have nafkamina lahalacha lamaisa? The shaila is like this. The shaila is the paiskim of the all the paiskim in the previous dar discussed the question legabe tzitzis. What's the halacha if I make a beged out of synthetic materials? Is this beged chayim in tzitzis or not? What's the shaila? So there's a machlokes amiram in the gemara. It's a machlokes rishonim ledina avi paskin in Shulchan Aruch. What, which begadim, what types of begadim are chayv and tzitzis? Some rishonim hold that only begadim, the only begadim that are chayv and tzitzis min ha-toira are begadim that are made out of tzemer and pishta. If it's made out of wool or linen, then it's chayv and tzitzis. If it's not made out of wool or linen, it's not chayv and tzitzis. But that's min ha-toira. Midrabanan, chazal were geyser, that all begadim, even cotton, even other types of clothing, if they have four corners, then it's chayv and tzitzis. So that's the shita, the rif, the rambam, that tzemer pishtin is chayim in tzitzis min ha-toirah, and all other begadim are chayim in derbon. The other sheet in the Gemara, the sheet of Rava, the darshan is for min kanof, anything that's min kanof, it's lav dafka tzemer pishtin. And the other rishonim paskin sway la locha, that lav dafka tzemer pishtin. Any beged that has four corners, even if it's cotton, the halacha is that it is chayim in tzitzis. And that's chayim in tzitzis min ha-toirah. So now the shaila becomes that in the past century they discovered a way to make synthetic materials. What does it mean it's synthetic? Synthetic material, where does the material come from? It's not made out of thin air. It's basically, these synthetic materials are basically made out of very thin fibers of plastic. It's very, very thin plastic that's made into threads, and then use the threads to make clothing. Where does plastic come from? What is plastic made from? Plastic is made from oil. It's made from oil. Oil is the same oil that they drill for underneath the ground. Oil, the same oil that they drill, that they put the gas in your car, that's made, so that's the same oil that they use to make plastic. Plastic is made from oil. So the shaila was, are these materials, these begadim, are they chayv and tzitzis? Are they not chayv and tzitzis? So at face value, you would say that they why shouldn't they be chayv and tzitzis? Manoshach. We have a machlokes rishonim if all shar godim, all other types of godim besides the tzemer pishtin are chayv in tzitzis min ha-toira, or if they're not chayv in ha-toira. But even if they're not chayv in ha-toira, the rishonim hold it's chayv in the rabbon. So the bottom line is that if somebody wears a beged made out of cotton, he has to put on tzitzis. It'll be a machlokes whether it's mechuyev in tzitzis min ha-toira, if it's only mechuyev in tzitzis min ha-rabbanan, but either way, it's mechuyev in tzitzis. So the Torah doesn't give us any criteria that only certain types of godim are chayv in tzitzis and certain are not chayv in tzitzis. Yeah, if I hold that all of the godim chayv in tzitzis min ha-toira, then they're all chayv in ha-toira. And even if you tell me it's only tzitzis min ha-toira, mid-rabbanan, the other ones are chayv. So min ha-svara, you would say that even begadim that are made from synthetic material or polyester or whatever type of synthetic material that are made out of types of plastic should also be mechuyev in tzitzis. According to these sheets, it'll be mechuyev in atayra, and according to the other sheets, it'll be mechuyev at the very least with rabbanon. So that is the pashtus asvada, the svar is mechayev. And the emesis, there are many sheets. Among them is Har Tzvi in Arachayim Simin Tes that says that it's chayiv. There are others. I believe Rav Shnermach has a Chuvin Shuvin on Hogus where he says that it's taka chayiv. Now there were two paiskim, perhaps maybe more, but there are two paiskim who have two different svaris, two completely different svaris to explain why these begadim that are made from materials made from plastic that are synthetic materials, why it should not be chayiv in tzitzis. The first sefer is Ramosha Igris Moshe says interesting svara why these synthetic materials should not be chayiv in tzitzis. And Ramosha says the reason why it should be potter is that there is one material that's mefurish, it's klar, in the Gemara and the Paiskim, that is potter from tzitzis. Mi'ikar hadin is not chayv in tzitzis, not midirais, not midirabon. And that is a four-cornered garment that's made out of ur. It's made out of leather or made out of skin from an animal. That's mefurish, that ur is not chayv in tzitzis. Why is ur not chayv in tzitzis? So the mefarshim say, the poskim say, well, the reason why ur is not chayv in tzitzis is there's a fundamental difference between ur and a beged, tzemer pishtan, any other beged. The way begadim are manufactured is you take fibers, you turn them to threads, you make threads, and you thread them together, and you do an ariga, and you make it into a beged. So the definition of beged, the word beged, means something that was threaded together, that consists of threads. Ur, a skin, a leather, is not a thread. It's a solid piece of material, it's a solid piece of leather, a piece of skin, that you cut off the animal. And maybe it's not one piece, maybe it's two pieces that I had to, with two pieces or three pieces that I had attached together, but it's definitely not threads. So the halacha is that, therefore, oyer is not considered a beged. So the Torah says that you put tzitzis on the beged. That's what the Torah says. And since oyer is not a beged, it's not chayv in tzitzis. So Ramosha says, so fine, very nice. That's why a regular piece of leather won't be chayv in tzitzis. But what happens if I were to take a leather and I were to mamish chop it up into very, very thin pieces, very thin strips, and I make it into a thread. And then I take the leather, I take these threads, and I make it into a beged. And now I weave them together. So you can tell me, will it be chayv in tzitzis because it's a beged? So Ramosha says, avadanat. Avadanat, why not? What do you mean? Now it's a beged. Now, by definition, it's a beged. So Ramosha says, no. Ramosha says that there must be this yisoid, that anything that I could make a beged, I could make a garment out of this material, this object, without turning it into threads. So then even if I turn into threads, it still won't be chayv in tzitzis. Memeil says, Ramosha, when I have a synthetic material, the synthetic material, you're right, the way that it's made is that they take the synthetic material, they take the oil, they process it, make it into plastic threads, very tiny, small, thin threads, and they make it into a material, make it into a beged. But they didn't have to do that. Right, the whole thing is made through bonding chemicals together, however they do it. So for the same price, they can make a big sheet of plastic, just like you have a plastic bag, a plastic container. So they can make a sheet of plastic and make a plastic shirt and make a plastic pants. It doesn't have to be made out of threads at all. Since you could make a beggar without threads, therefore, it says Ramosh, even if I would make it with synthetic threads, it won't be chayv in tzitzis. It's only something like tzemer pishtim, a type of material which cannot be grown in a very. You can't grow it as one big piece. You can't have linen. Linen grows in long thin threads. Wool is long thin threads. That's the metzias. That's the way it's created. That's the way it grows. So something like that, or cotton, something like that. It's dako. If I make it into a bag, it'll be chayv in tzitzis. But something which is completely synthetic, I can make it into one big sheet. Says Ramosha, it's not chayv in tzitzis. So that's Ramosha's svar. That's one svar. Now, it could be, if you bring the Paiskim, will disagree with Ramosha's svar. And Ramosha will say that maybe the reason why Ur is chayv in tzitzis is not, potter from tzitzis is not because of this, it's because of a different svar, and therefore the svar of Ur doesn't apply to other things. Or you'll tell me that Ur is exeris akosuv, that it's not called the beged, other things are called the beged. Or maybe you'll say that if I make threads out of Ur, maybe taket's chayv in tzitzis. You could argue with the svaras that Ramosha is saying. But al kaponim, this is the shita of the Igros Moshe. There is another shita that holds that there is no chiv tzitzis on a beged that's made out of these synthetic threads, but for a completely different reason. And this is the shita of Rav Eliashiv. It's printed, the tshuvas of Rav Eliashiv are printed in the Sefer Kovitz Tshuvas. This is Kovitz Tshuvas, Chelik Aleph, Simon Aleph, the very first simon in the Sefer. And Rabbi Yashua says a whole different reason, completely different reason why these begotten will not be chayv in tzitzis. He says that the reason why it's not chayv in tzitzis is because he has a ritva that says so, ritva in Shavas Chavzayim Mebeis, is that if I would make a beged out of synthetic materials, it would not be mekabel tuma. And the ritva says that the only type of beged that it's chayv in tzitzis is a beged that's mekabel tuma. The ritva puts the two together. And we said before, when we talked about begadim that are mekabel tumah, we said that there's no limitation. The Torah says anything that's a beged is mekabel tumah. It's not only tzemer upishtan, any type of beged, cotton, any type of beged, the halacha is that it's mekabel tumah. So therefore, any type of material will also be chayv in tzitzis. However, it says, Rav Eliashiv, that since we know from the Mishnah that kol shebiyam tohar, that begodim that are made out of material that comes out of the ocean, that comes out of the yam, the halacha is it's not mekabel tumah, and that we know, we have a drasha, we have a pasuk that says it's not mekabel tumah. Says Rabbi Yashiv, so therefore, just like it's not mekabel tumah, it cannot be considered a beged le'inyin chiv tzitzis, and it won't be chayim tzitzis. Azoy zok Rabbi Yashiv a chiddush. That's Rabbi Yashiv's chiddush, that even though we have a Rambam over here that says there's such a concept of oirig beged mitzemer hagadol b'yam, there is such a thing as making, there's such a mitzias as making a beged out of, weaving a beged out of a material that grows in the yam, apel pike, it will be called a beged, but it will not be kabel tumah, and therefore will not be chayim tzitzis. So now, what is the halacha regarding these synthetic materials? Where do they come from? We said it's made out of plastic. Plastic is processed from oil. Where does oil come from? Oil comes from beneath the ground. There are oil deposits, there are natural oil deposits that are beneath the ground. Sometimes it's beneath dry land, it's on ground, they drill, and sometimes they drill in the water. Sometimes they drill, now it's not in the water, they have to drill in the underneath the ground, underneath the water, and that's where they extract the oil. So Rabbi Yashiv says that the oil that's beneath the ground is just like a davar, is davar shev yam. It's like the yam. It's considered like the yam. Now, there is a big discussion. If it's, you're going to tell me the oil is a liquid, it's like water, it's considered like the yam. You're going to tell me that if a person would be toivel in 40 saw of oil, it's considered a tefillah. It's hard to imagine that. But al kaponim, this much, Rabbi Yashiv says that the oil that's underneath the ocean, and even the oil that's underneath the land that you dig, that they drill and they dig underneath the ground to find oil, is considered that it's bam and hayam. And since it's considered that it's bam and hayam, so there the halacha is we have a klal of kol shebiyam tohar. And there kol shebiyam is tohar, so this material would not be mekabel tumah. And since it will not be mekabel tumah, hu adin, this beged cannot be chayim tzitzis. Azoy zokt, Rabbi Yashiv, that's how he paskins. Now, this is obviously a very, very big chiddush, and for, there are a number of things that need to be understood. We have to understand how far do we take this comparison between tumah and chayim tzitzis. Why should it be that if something is not mekabel, it has to be mekabel tumah in order to be chayim tzitzis? Chayim tzitzis, the Torah says, is a beged. If something is by definition of beged, that should be enough to be chayv in tzitzis. The Torah said, the gabe tumah, that even something which is a beged, since there are more rules, tumah has more rules than other places, hagam, that no one will disagree that it's not called a beged. Maybe it is called a beged, but afal pike, it's afal pike, even though it's a beged, afal pike, it's not mekabel tumah. So does daven wissen exactly the comparison between tumah and tzitzis. V'oid, what's a little more difficult to understand, is why it's so poshut that we consider the oil that's underneath the ground to consider a davar bam and ayam. It's not really something that's in the yam. There are those that disagree with Rabbi Yashiv's svar. It's really that's something that comes from underneath the ocean. It's in the ground underneath the ocean. So that also there are those who want to disagree with Rabbi Yashiv's svar. But my point over here is that Afil will say that these points are all correct. That the Chiv Tzitzis is totally in being Mekabel Tumah B'Poyo. And therefore, Adavar Agal B'Yam is not Mekabel Tumah, therefore it's not Chayv Tzitzis. And will grant you that the oil that's underneath the ocean is considered Baman Ayam. However, the Yeshua Smalkai says that the Ptur, that this that we say, Kol Shaviyam Tor, it's not Mekabel Tumah, that din only applies to things that grow. That almost, and not only that, the things that grow, that applies to things that grow on animals that are in the ocean. Even things that grow on plants that grow in the ocean don't have that rule. So if plants don't have that rule, so surely oil, which doesn't even grow, it's not even alive at all, zikr doesn't have that rule. So if that's the case, according to the Shu'as Malkoi, it should come out that Rabbi Yashiv's svar is not a svar. Rabbi Yashiv's svar would be a svar. He'll be able to bring this halach of kol shiyam tor, like the fi'ad shita l'kli chemda. The fi'ad shita l'kli chemda, we said that there are other achrayim that hold like l'kli chemda. Perhaps we'll say that the Shu'as Malkoi is really a das yachid. But if that ba'al kapanim va'ifin, yizikr have the shita l'Shu'as Malkoi, that will be a pircha on Rabbi Yashiv's svar, and therefore you won't have this svar to say that there won't be a chiv tzitzis on a beged made from synthetic material.